Okay, so yes, the Diuk that he has that every day you win another battle, and then we discussed where he says that if you look at it a little bit deeper, in Tamik Oy Badavar Tire, if you look at it a little bit deeper, you'll see that the world is Nivra Lashimusha Adam. So he said that the way we touched up this paragraph, and a very nice touch, is that what he's saying in this paragraph is like this: Kipshuta, you think the world's just a challenge to defeat, but really, in reality, the world was created to be used by us. And therefore, if we utilize it, then we're raising it up. If we don't utilize property, we're lowering it down. What that means is that our job is not just to avoid the world, and our job is not just to not allow the world and the challenges of the world to defeat us, but rather our job and our job of how we react and interact with the world is more is that we need to bring it up because the world was created for us. And the world was there for us to bring it up. And that's how we interact with the world. So he continues, it is a tremendous spiritually uplifting process for the Bria, when it can be used for a person who's going to be taking out of it everything in a spiritual way, which the way we define it to be is. Because you're using it for what it was created for. So you're bringing out its full potential. When something's being used for its full potential, right, just like human being is like that, it feels good. It means that you know, the use move for what it's good for. Otherwise, it's almost a bazillion to the thing itself. Right? You know, when someone buys, when someone buys a very complicated, you know, iPhone, right? Well, wait, no. So he buys a very complicated. So you know what happens? So he gets very excited. So he tells his friends, "I just got this awesome thing. It's just like really, it's a Geschmack calculator. Okay, look, these numbers, it figures out all the answers for you. You do 100, you know." 25,447 times 2 million, like goes past 8 digits, 9 digits, like unbelievable. It's like, yeah, anything else? I don't know. It has a calculator. So why'd you spend $1,000 on a calculator? Can you want for $11.99 in Walmart? Yeah, you're right. I probably overpaid for it. But right? What are you talking about? The thing that has a million other uses, you're not using it for that. So not only you're dumb, but you also it's also a bazillion, quote unquote, to the phone and to the people that made the phone. You're gonna go and call up the guy that made the call up Apple and say, the calculator is unbelievable. I really like that feature. All right. But what you know what this thing can do? You know what the power that this thing has is unbelievable. Right? So when you're underutilizing something, A, your stomachs are dumb. More than that, it's a bazillion to the thing itself, and it's a bazillion to the creators of it. So when we are underutilizing the world, so it's basically a bazillion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? What are we saying? Oh, Hashem, you know, I love this. I love this. I love this. Let's see, by Yaakov Avinu, like those stones look really nice. Stones look really nice. They're supposed to be your pillow. Right? That's his muscle, so that's what I'm saying. So in other words, just everything in the world is not just there. Oh, Hashem, you had this really good food, and I didn't eat it. So like it was an assignment for me. I didn't do it. It's good, fine. But at higher dark okay, I saved it for Shabbos, and we used it as a Suda's mitzvah, and that's oh, so you used Kavod Shabbos then. Hashem, I made a bracha out of this food. So you're utilizing this which it was created for. So it's a higher dargah. Who can in Masha'amu Chazal be in Ha'or Shib Gunza Kajbor Latzadikin? In other words, the ore itself was happy when it was hand-picked by Hashem to be utilized only by tzaddikim, because tzaddikim will understand how to utilize it and bring out all of its properties. Moving in Avnei Hamokom Shalkach HaYakov Avinu. Next week's parasha was some Mirar Hashoysov. He slept on the stones. Melamich. You see that the stone itself has a desire to be utilized by the tzaddik. So when you know that the world was created to bring out Kavod Hashem, then you will treat the world differently. Klolo shel davar. So what's the general principle here? Okay, so now he's going to sum up everything he said till now. There's a lot of information. So let's take this line. Let's concentrate on this line. So the general rule is, ha'adam or the ha'adam le'nivra ba'avur matzavoi ba'olam hazeh ela ba'avur matzavoi ba'olam haba. First of all, man was not created solely for this world; he's created for the next world. But the only way to get to the next world, shem matzavoi ba'olam hazeh in this situation, and what you in this world are here to work through and get through till Olam HaBa, Shu'a Tachlisi, which is the Tachlis, it is the ultimate purpose. And therefore, you'll find often in Chazal that explain the world in this type of light. That this world is the world that you work, the next world is the world where you enjoy, you partake in the world. Fuhu ma sha'amru. Today is to do. Next world is to reap the reward. We should talk about Shabbos Yechav Shabbos. Umedrash Koheles. Ha'olam hazeh dorei lo yabasha, va'olam haba lo yam. Whoa, that's weird. What is wrong from that? Very interesting, because the Gros says in many places, that it says like the and Mabah is like the Yabasha. So there's two different mashalim here. What? It's interesting because the Gaon says that it's the opposite. Mabah is the dry land. That's where you live forever. That's where you belong. Ocean is not a place you belong. You don't live there. You just travel through. So that's this world.
Coaster.
Right. The Marsha says it's the Golos. Same idea. He's bringing a different point out of that. He's saying when you're going on a trip on the Yam, you have no food. So the only thing you're going to be able to eat is that which you packed up from the Yabasha. So that the Marshal is the opposite. That the Yam is the Olam Haba. Is the Olam Haba that needs the only way you survive there. Is by preparing yourself in
Olam HaZeh. Trip.
Yeah.
How is the Shalom school?
There's gonna be the Hachana. Gonna be the Hachana. All right. Yeah. Fine. This is a good Mitzvah. Yeah, it's interesting this one. Okay. Was it?
Shlai, said brother. Thanks so much, sir.
Oh, yeah?
It's a brother, not approaching here.
His brother? Tira B'emes. Now he's going to go, we'll introduce this concept. This is going to be the last share for the week. I can be here tomorrow, and then Thursday I'm not here either. No person with any seichel could believe that the tachlis, The purpose of why man was created was to be in this world. Ki mahe, because what is this world? Like, mamish, and who is happy in this world? In other words, a complete happiness. So this, he has no rayas. This is just his own seichel talking. So he says, Yemesh, you live 70, 80 years, and the whole time is struggles and challenges. The people have tsar, illnesses, and different tirdos. The and then you die. What's the point? The you can't find 1 in 1,000 people. The world is just great. Vishalva amitas, and real serenity. And even that guy, Ilay, once he's 100 years old, far off the bottom of the what's 100 years old in the scope of things? So it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. So now, this is a very strange comment because he's basically saying you don't need to know Torah for this. So what does everyone else think? And his point is that you don't have to know Torah for this. It's bal seichel. So l'chora, this is why bal seichel has to believe that the world wasn't created in the first place. It just whatever happened, because it can't be the world was created for this world, because there's no point. So the only way they could justify that is by saying that there's no creator really. So if there's no creator, and then the world just kind of did whatever, it just happened, so then it's not akasha. Look, some people get lucky, some people don't, some people like life, some people don't, most people don't, fine, whatever, that's it. You ever thought about too much, like animals, what's your tachlis, what's not your tachlis, whatever, you know. You get the monkey, get some bananas, and some don't get bananas, and that's life. So it wouldn't make sense, Taka, for a Baal Seichel to believe that the world was created and believe that there's no tachlis and the world was created with this world. So this is a big struggle that ultimately what was mechayev them to come up with evolution, all this stuff. Because otherwise the world doesn't make sense.
Too perfect.
Huh?
It's too perfect that way around.
It's too useless. There would be no creator that would create the world for people to live in it, pass through for a couple of years, mainly have tsaras and move on. What's the point?
Well, that's also going on the assumption that we're created to have pleasure.
So what would we be created for? I'm saying this is a bigger
We didn't
question.
really explore anything else, but.
I'm saying so
So
therefore
if
the
that's
Baal Seichel has this struggle within it. Because the Maharal Ramchal is not saying you need Torah for this. All you need is Seichel for this.
but you do need to believe that
Well,
also I'm like my Baal Seichel, is that someone who's only like an atheist? Is that what you're
no, I'm
saying?
saying Baal Seichel means he's saying is that anyone with some common sense. That's what he means. A Baal Seichel means someone with common sense will figure out that the world was not created for Allah. Because if there was a creator, why would he create the world for this world? Doesn't make sense. This is not something that has a kiyum to it. In the grand scheme of history, what was the point of this, right? So imagine a guy, the analogy would be a guy builds a company and he invests money and he does a whole thing for a company that's basically not really going to make him money. And at most, if it is going to make him money, he'll make him money for 5 years of his lifetime or whatever. And most of the time, he's basically going to just keep on pouring money, and he's not going to make money, and it's going to be bad. The work, no one's going to enjoy it. So why would he do it? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to have a world if you don't believe in Olam Haba, that the whole tachlis is Olam Hazeh. He's saying it from a logical perspective. He's not bringing sources now.
But
No, I'm saying so if that's true, so I'm asking, but what about the rest of the world? They never thought about this question. So I'm saying is that they did it. And they were very bothered with this question. That's why they had to come up with a solution. And the solution is that there's no creator, so then it just happened. Because if the creator created it, then he's not that dumb to make this world. And they don't want to believe in Olam HaBa, because then you have to do stuff. So now you have this major problem. You can't believe there's a creator. Probably creators are smart. If we're smart, why would he do this world? Must be there's another one. And we don't want to believe that, so we'd rather just say there was no creator. Now I don't have to struggle with Baal Seichel. Right?
No.
You don't believe me? What do you think? I'm asking a question. I'm saying the Ramchal is saying that it does not require Torah sources to come to the conclusion that the main purpose of this world is Olam HaBa. That's what he's saying. You don't need Torah sources for that. All you need is common sense. So I'm saying no guy, you know, these people. The world out there doesn't believe, not no, some guy and believe
Can you tell me
absolute
about
value.
what's at least to have the
Why can't
Avamina?
it be for this world to be good to other people in this world, be kind to other
Yeah,
people?
I find that's a hard concept to grab. I'd have to work on that. But I think this I think you need a Torah source for that. Personally, I mean, I don't know if I would have bought into it if I didn't have a Torah source. Okay, so let's talk about it further.
Yeah.
All right, screw it. See you next week, Mr. Something.